Rhiannon Mauchel, audiobook reel, The Long Way to a Small Angry Planet, by Becky Chambers. Corbin came running back into the cargo bay. Ship! He gasped. Out the window! It's... The whole ship rocked. The sounds of falling objects clanged down the hallway. Everyone started shouting. Ashby's stomach dropped. Something had hit them.
Lovey, what?
Some kind of weapon blast. Our navigation's knocked out. Sissix hissed profanities. Kizzy nodded at Jenks and jumped to her feet. Let's go, she said. No, Lovey said. I can get us moving in 5 minutes, but the primary navigation hub's completely fused. I can't tell which way we're going. Fused? Kizzy cried. What the heck did they hit us with? Lovey, are you sure? Sissix looked at Ashby. I can navigate the old-fashioned way, but not in 5 minutes. Not if we want to be safe about it. Pirates, said Jenks. Remember, Kiz? On the news. Pirates following mail drones in, using scatterbursts to fry nav systems.
Oh, no, moaned Corbin.
Ashby stared at Jenks.
Lovey, how long until they reach us?
Half a minute. There's nothing I can do. I'm sorry. The Slow Regard of Silent Things, by Patrick Rothfuss. Her breath caught in her chest then. Folded tidily away, at the bottom of the drawer were several sheets, pale and smooth. It was cool and sweet to touch, like a lover come to kiss her, fresh in from the cold. Ori brushed her hand across the surface. How lovely might it be to sleep on such a sheet? To lay on it and feel the sweetness of it all along her naked skin.